What up and welcome into the Locked On Bengals podcast on a Friday. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you. Oh boy, is it great. On Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. A lot to get to today. We will talk about Sunday's game against the Ravens. I'll give you my official prediction. We'll talk about Bengals injuries. But first, let's address something. We have a little business, a little news, something that I released on Twitter and my Facebook, and I tweeted out at James Erpine this morning. And I want to talk about it for a second, because opportunities stem from a lot of things, right? They stem from a lot of things, a lot of different variables. And we talk about, especially on this podcast, right, back in December, we talk about who's going to be the next head coach of the Bengals, or who's going to be this, or who's going to do that. And so when I announced this morning that I got a job at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland as a sports reporter covering the Cavaliers and the Indians, yes, of course, I feel like I've worked extremely hard for this. At the same time, so many of you have a role in me departing, and I'm going to finish the season, by the way, here at Locked On Bengals. I'm not going anywhere yet. But you guys have had such a role in this, and so many people have played a role in what I've tried to build here in Cincinnati and what I've tried to do in my kind of rise from a part-time producer right out of college that worked weekend shifts and produced cooking shows and car shows and any show you can imagine. That's what I did. And it slowly evolved from each opportunity and each referral. And like this, the Locked On Bengals podcast, right? I would have had zero clue about this podcast, about the Locked On Podcast Network. But Dan Hoard was the one who referred me to David Locke, who's the voice of the Utah Jazz, and it went from there. You don't get, and I would never get to this point if it wasn't for so many of you listening, so many of you pushing me and disagreeing with me and making me bring it on a daily basis, making me earn it, making me take advantage of an opportunity when Dan Hoard thought of me, or making me take advantage of an opportunity when Mo Egger said, oh yeah, we should do a noon show on ESPN 1530, which we've done for about 14 months, and it's been a lot of fun. Look, I am leaving for Cleveland. I will start there December 3rd. That said, we are going to continue the Locked On Bengals podcast throughout this season, and someone will take over at the end of this year. Hopefully the Bengals make a playoff run. I certainly would love that. I would love for them to get a playoff win. Maybe it's me. I've lived in Cincinnati my whole life. I was born in August of 91. The last Bengals playoff win was in January of 91. Maybe me departing could lead to a Bengals playoff win. But I wanted this year. But I wanted to take just a minute, tell you the news, and thank each and every one of you for listening. I try to do that and take the time. I've tried to do that once a week or once every couple of weeks, just to take a second, step back, and just thank all of you. Thank all of you for listening. Thank all of you for calling me an idiot or telling me I'm stupid for talking about Andy. We don't have to always agree. I'm fine with disagreeing. I love that. Sometimes it's more fun when we disagree. But I wanted to take the time to thank each and every one of you, because it's crazy how fun this Locked On Bengals podcast has become. I mean, it has taken off, and I have just as many people, it seems like, come up to me and say, man, you're the host of Locked On Bengals, as people who say, oh, ESPN 1530, which I never would have thought would be the case when I started this thing. It's grown. It's been a lot of fun, and it will be in good hands. All right. Not that I'm in charge of finding the replacement, but I will do my damnedest to make sure it is someone good. And I trust David Locke will find someone really good for it. And I think that this is something that isn't going to stop the Locked On Bengals train from rolling. It's going to pick up steam, and whoever they get to replace me is going to do a hell of a job. But I just wanted to let you know that. For more details on what's next for me, I posted it on Twitter and on my Facebook page at James Erpine. All right, let's dive into it here. Enough about me. Let's dive into this weekend. This weekend is big. And before we dive into it too far, I guess AJ Green was listed as out on an injury report, and now he's listed as doubtful. He's not playing this week. I'll break that news right now. He's not going to play on Sunday. I get why the Bengals would change his status and say, no, 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 he's doubtful, doubtful. There's a chance, Ravens. No chance. He ain't playing. This is as close to a must-win without mathematically needing a must-win as a must-win can be. If the Bengals lose Sunday, they're 5-5. The Ravens are right back in the hunt, as are the Dolphins and the Colts and all these Titans and all these other teams in the AFC. If you handle business against the Ravens on the road, you advance or improve to 2-1 in the division. You're 6-4. You still have that sixth playoff spot, and you're essentially eliminating the Ravens. I don't think the Ravens make the playoffs if they lose Sunday. I think this is an elimination game for them. By the way, Lamar Jackson was back at practice today. I expect him to start on Sunday. Joe Flacco did not practice. So Lamar Jackson, that's the guy that the Bengals have to stop. And it will be quite interesting to see how it goes. Is Lamar Jackson a guy who's going to ball out, or is he going to struggle? I'm very nervous about this because you don't really know what to expect. Dave Lapham on the Bengals Booth podcast was asked from Dan Horde, a really good podcast, by the way. You guys are looking for Bengals podcast. Love the Bengals Booth pod. Dan Horde asked Dave Lapham about Lamar Jackson versus Joe Flacco and who he'd prefer seeing start if he was a Bengal. And Lap said, hands down, he'd rather see Flacco start than Lamar.
I know who I'd rather face. Joe Flacco with the bum hip, because you know what you're getting with Joe Flacco. Like you said, they've performed well against Joe Flacco. Going into the first matchup, he had thrown more interceptions against the Bengals than he had against the Browns and Steelers combined. And he threw three more in the first game against the Bengals. So it still might be the case. And, I would rather deal with that. I'm in that guy's head. Lamar Jackson is so much unknown. You know, I mean, he can improvise and create. His best plays might be when he's freelancing after the play breaks down. And, you know, it wasn't necessarily the play that was called. It was the play he made after the play that was called. And you, as a coordinator, it's so frustrating because you have everything done. You have all the coverage done, and all of a sudden he breaks a tackle against somebody, and he's off to the races for 25 yards with his athletic ability. So I think I'd rather go with the thing that I know more about than the complete unknown that's Lamar Jackson.
That's Dave Lapham on the Bengals Booth podcast. You know what's going to be interesting, and I'm going to use another clip or two from Lap just because he's awesome, right? What's interesting to me about this is so many people were against the whole draft Lamar Jackson thing, right? You need a center, and fine. I'm not doubting Billy Price at all. I get it. But do you sense the fear that Lap has there? The, oh my God, what could Lamar Jackson bring? That's what I was talking about. When I talked about, oh, well, these Bengals, you know, they could bring in or they should consider a quarterback, and I've said it year after year after year. That's why. The Andy Dalton isn't scaring the Ravens. Now, he might beat the Ravens on Sunday. I think they got a good shot, and I'll give you my prediction coming up. But Lamar, the unknown, man. I mean, the ability to do either one. I mean, would it shock you if Lamar Jackson had a big game on Sunday, especially against this defense? I don't think so. Now, I'm expecting this defense to play better as Huey Lewis makes their debut. But maybe not. Maybe that doesn't happen, and I certainly hope it does. I mean, God, I would love to take this podcast for the first time into the playoffs and get a dub, and I think a lot of it is riding on Sunday. I really do. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. We'll play another cut or two of Dave Lapham coming up in the next segment, but first, I got to give the prediction for Sunday, what I'm thinking, and the path to victory. We'll do that in just a second, but first a word from MyBookie, because where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And MyBookie Online is the place to bet. It is awesome. They have the quick payouts, really fast payouts, one of the best in the industry. They have a great mobile site. It's super convenient to use. You can bet NBA, college football, college basketball, NFL, anything you could think of. You can bet on baseball when it comes back around. It's MyBookie Online. And right now, you're going to get your initial deposit match dollar for dollar. All you have to do is use promo code LOCKEDON25. And let's say you deposit $50, they're going to match it for you with MyBookie. All you got to do is go to MyBookie Online, use promo code LOCKEDON25 with your first deposit. And you know the other awesome thing about MyBookie is you have in-game betting. You can bet on fantasy sports, the over-under on fantasy points for one of your favorite players. You can bet in the third quarter of the Bengals game. You can bet on college football in the middle of the game. It is awesome, and I suggest that you check it out. Again, MyBookie Online, promo code LOCKEDON25. I'm going to come out and say it right now. Huey Lewis and the Bengals get it done on Sunday. I feel like they're going to get it done. Call it a feeling. Call it whatever you want. I think they can get it done on Sunday. Lamar Jackson is probably going to start. I think the Bengals are going to answer the bell. I do. It's just, to me, you've had so many moving parts. You've had so many different things. How can you not go in there extremely focused? And it is going to be a tough game, going down to the wire, I think. You're going and essentially trying to eliminate the Baltimore Ravens. If they win, they're back in it. If they lose, they're out of it. And if you're the Bengals, you win. You're right where you need to be at 6-4. 6-4 home games against Cleveland, Denver, Oakland. That is a perfect place to be if you're the Bengals and you're hoping to get into the playoffs. So they got to get it done. And this is what I need to see. I need to see Bill Lazor get creative. Joe Mixon was back at practice today. I expect him to play. AJ Green, not going to play. You know what that means? Can you find a way to use, and I'm serious about this, can you find a way to use John Ross? Get him in space. Throw him some screens. Throw him a slant. Throw him a deep ball. Get him involved, man. Get him involved. Get him involved. Manufacture touches for him. Manufacture touches for Joe Mixon. Because the Ravens, their game plan is simple. 8 in the box. That's what I would do. If I'm the Ravens, I would put 8 in the box, and I would say, all right, beat us. Beat us. And I'm not sure the Bengals can. So if I'm the Bengals, I scheme open John Ross. I scheme open Tyler Boyd. I scheme plays for Giovanni Bernard. All those guys are on the field essentially every play. Geo, Mixon, Boyd, Ross. We're getting you in there, guys. And you guys are going to play, and then you're going to play, and you're going to play some more. You go tempo at times, and then other times you don't. And if you think back to the first game, the first matchup against the Ravens, the Bengals held on and won after they had a huge lead. They won 34-23. A big reason why the offense got going is tempo. Upbeat, 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 upbeat. If that's what they're doing, if that's what the Ravens are allowing, do it. Tempo, tempo, tempo. Get those guys tired. Attack. Don't be attacked. Attack. Be the aggressor. Be the aggressor. Take shots downfield. Use the trickery or some kind of unique play that could easily work. Like the Bengals offense to me has been very vanilla in recent weeks. Get creative. Get points. Marvin Lewis, it's your defensive coordinator debut, my man. Blitz. Blitz. And blitz some more. Confuse Lamar. Figure out ways to get after him and hit him and make him realize, welcome him to the NFL the right way. Last I saw, and this number could be wrong, I think Marvin's 4-3 against quarterbacks making their debut. That's not good enough, man. You should own young quarterbacks. So it's up to Marvin now. Confuse him. Force some turnovers. And on offense, just be efficient. You might have to use the pass to open up the run. Get Ross the ball in space. Get Boyd the ball in space. That little screen pass to Boyd, I would run that once to him and once to Ross. I would find a way to get Mixon the ball in space and Geo the ball in space. You got to. You have to manufacture touches for those four guys. Those are your guys. Ride or die with them. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. I have Bengals by 3, 24. No, actually, I'll say 27-24. Bengals by 3. 27-24. Only giving up 24 would be a W in my book, considering they're allowing the 31st worst in the league, by the way, 32 points per game. Let's hear a couple more from Dave Lapham. This is Dave Lapham on the Bengals Booth podcast on what Hugh Jackson is going to do in his new role with the Bengals.
I think his role is going to be, you know, like an administrative assistant to the head coach on game day, game management stuff, clock management, deciding on replays when the offense is out there to challenge a replay or whatever the case may be. If Marvin is tied up with the defensive football team, you know, in a huddle on a grease pad with those guys, I think those kind of things. And I think Hugh will have some input with Marvin on the defense. I mean, Marvin trusts Hugh and trusts his football acumen. And the thing about Hugh Jackson, every position that he was with here, including the defensive side of the football as assistant in the secondary, assistant special teams, everybody got better. Receivers had the best year they've ever had. Quarterback Andy Dalton had the best year ever had when he was coordinator. Running backs improved. I mean, he's a good football coach. I mean, he's certainly proven that here. And the other thing with Hugh, Dan, is he's coached on the coaching staff three out of the four teams in the division. Cleveland head coach with the Baltimore Ravens. He's quarterback coach, Joe Flacco. He went and scouted him at Delaware. And, of course, he went to the Bengals multiple times. And Marvin Lewis made a good point. Not only his knowledge of the division, because he tied Pittsburgh and beat Baltimore already, involved in those game plans, but all the teams they play in the AFC West, he's already game planned against teams like the Oakland Raiders, you know, and teams like the Denver Broncos, the LA Chargers. Those three, they play the AFC West three games in a row. After they play Baltimore and Cleveland, they go to the AFC West and they come back and finish at Cleveland and at Pittsburgh. So Hugh's going to have a major, major impact and a voice in the game plans for all of those games because he's already done it up in Cleveland.
It's Dave Lapham on the Bengals Booth podcast. I have no problem with the Hugh Jackson thing from that perspective. It makes a ton of sense. It does. But it's got to work. Again, yesterday I talked about this. This is a desperate move. Marvin Lewis flying in. Hey, I'm fixing things. Hugh, come on, man. Band back together. Let's go. Let's do work. It better work Sunday. Because if it works Sunday, this to me is such a, because I think they're going to lose on the road at Cleveland. The Browns have a winning record at home. They struggle on the road. If you can beat Baltimore here, handle business at home against Cleveland, Denver, Oakland, there's nine. That's playoffs. Then if you beat Cleveland on the road, then that's icing on top. But I'm not going to say they're going to beat Pittsburgh on the road. I'm not going to say that they're going to beat the Chargers on the road. So you're going to have to handle business either this time or against Cleveland on the road. I think that this is the one rookie quarterback making his debut. Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. This is the one you got to get. It'll be interesting to see the Bengals can get it done. I plan on going to Wiedemann's on Sunday to have a drink or two. Tweet me to confirm if you want to meet up and have a drink. I would love to. It was not an easy decision to make this move. I have a house here. I've grown up in Cincinnati. But the opportunity that I think this is at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland to be a reporter full-time covering two major league sports teams in the Indians and the Cavaliers. It was something that I just couldn't pass up. It was something my fiance and I talked about a lot. We talked about in depth, and it's just something I have to take. That being said, I will be with you through the remainder of the season. Joe Goodberry's still going to join me. We're still going to keep things rolling with Locked On Bengals. I still want you to follow me on Twitter. I still want to talk Bengals. Even after I'm in Cleveland and Locked On Bengals, someone else is hosting and in this chair doing this podcast. Even then, I want to go back and forth with Bengals. I can be a full-blown John Ross fan now. I don't have to be unbiased, right? I can go all in on John Ross 1-5. In all seriousness, though, I want to let you guys know how grateful, how thankful I am for all of you listening, for all of you guys. And it's not just listening, but leaving voicemails and tweeting and direct messaging me. And then everyone that's already congratulated me or in advance, if you're going to congratulate me, thank you. Thank you so much. I tried to give it everything I had here and will continue to do while I'm still in this role. And that's what I plan on bringing in Cleveland, bringing energy, bringing extremely, extremely high-end work ethic. That's the thing. I plan on working very, extremely hard. And I know that's not very extremely, not good, but not a good sentence. I sound like Donald Trump there with a bunch of adjectives. But the point remains the same. I plan on busting my tail, and I'm thankful that you guys have listened to this podcast. And I hope you continue to do, even though... I won't be hosting this podcast next season. I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening today. For more on the move to Cleveland, check out my Twitter at James Rapine or on Facebook as well. Until Sunday. We will do a Sunday podcast, by the way. Win, lose, draw Sunday. We're going to have a post-game reaction podcast. Until then, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening today. Back at it Sunday. This has been the Locked On Bengals podcast.